everybody. This is episode 5 of the Libertarian Republican podcast. Thanks for joining me. I'm Chris. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about the knowledge problem. And this is it's a weird sounding name for something, but it's the key to understanding how free markets work, why free markets work, and why government intervention is bad and just messes everything up. And you know, we as Republicans, we know that it's a dumb idea to put government in charge of everything. We know that, but it can be hard to make that really solid argument. Because, you know, people will say that, we say that, well, because you know best how to run your life. Government doesn't know how to run your life. These bureaucrats in government, they don't know you. And it's true. And that's kind of part of the knowledge problem. But to really get it and to really understand it, you got to talk about about how a free market works and why it works so well. So... Okay, the knowledge problem is a part of, it was originally sort of articulated by a guy named Friedrich Hayek, who was an Austrian school economist. And, you know, the Austrian school is this school of economic thought that was dominant for about 50 years, from the 1870s to the 1930s. And, until the Keynesians came along, and basically Keynesian economics, Keynes wrote his general theory in 1936 and basically said that government is good, government is great, we need government to run everything. And of course, all the governments embraced it and said, and started teaching it in all of their public schools or public colleges, and started funding all of the Keynesian economists, because Keynesian economics gives more power to the government, and so they love it. And so the Austrian school sort of fell by the wayside. But it's really an extension of the whole Adam Smith thing, the idea of the invisible hand. You know, the idea that if the government would just leave us alone, we'll figure stuff out, and it'll be way more efficient than if the government tries to centrally plan everything. And it's really important to understand that that's what the Democrats, the Democrat Party now is the party of central planning. They're essentially communists, and they just want to control everything. They want the government to control everything. They think that you and I are stupid. We can't possibly be free to make our own choices, our own decisions. We need a small group of people in charge who will run everything, and they'll centrally plan everything. And so the idea behind the knowledge problem is that the way a free market works is all of the information throughout the economy is scattered and it's widely dispersed, and it's changing constantly. And that information is prices, consumer wants and desires and needs, and the production costs of things, and the inventories. Inventories go up, inventories go down. Inventories go up because people aren't buying something. Inventories go down because everybody's buying it. And wages go up for whatever reason. Wages go down. All of that is information, right? It's information. And all of the market participants, millions and millions, in the United States, we have 330 million people, and every single one of us is a participant in the market. And so every single market participant absorbs that information, gets that information, and changes their behavior. You change your behavior according to the information that you have. some prices go up, so maybe you don't buy as much. Maybe prices go down and you buy more, or prices go down and you still refuse to buy it because you just don't like it. Or if you want a raise, you get a raise at work, you want a raise, or you get a pay cut at work, or if you're a producer of something, maybe the materials that you're using are now too expensive, and so you don't use those materials for that. For example, nobody makes cars out of solid gold, right? You wouldn't make a car out of solid gold because it would be too expensive. So gold is used for other things. Because the other part of this is priorities, right? So you have priorities. We all have priorities. We all want everything. I mean, I want everything, but I can't have everything. So I have to prioritize. But nobody knows what my priorities are. Nobody knows what they are until I actually make the decision. Nobody knows what kind of pair of shoes I'm going to buy until I walk into the store and buy the shoes. Nobody knows what kind of sandwich I'm going to buy next Tuesday, if I'm going to buy a sandwich next Tuesday, until I go and buy a sandwich. So, you know, that information is processed by all of the market participants, and everybody adjusts their behavior accordingly. Making more things, buying more things, selling more things, changing what they buy, what they sell, what they make, changing the materials they use, all of that stuff. And that's what makes it a free market so efficient, because that's how you get the best allocation of resources. You know, we don't make cars out of lead. You wouldn't make a car out of lead, because it would be too heavy, and it would be slow, and it would use too much gas, and you know, it wouldn't have the kind of pickup you want, and you wouldn't be able to, you know, accelerate into traffic. So nobody makes a car out of lead. If you made a car out of lead, the marketplace would send you information that tells you this is a dumb idea. Cars shouldn't be made out of lead. You don't need a government planning board to tell you not to make your car out of lead. So, you know, this is so when you get into government planning, this is the key to understanding the knowledge problem. No central authority has all of that knowledge. No government planning board, no politician, no group of academics in their ivory towers. Nobody has all of that information. Nobody can plan the economy. Nobody can tell businesses what to do. Nobody can tell you what to do. Nobody should order you around and order your business and order your... Nobody should set prices and wages like the minimum wage. Nobody should set minimum wages. Minimum wage laws are stupid. They are destructive. They interfere in the natural marketplace of wages and prices, because wages are just prices, right? Wage, an hourly wage, is just the price of your labor. That's all it is. So it's a price. So you know, nobody has that information, because it's dispersed among all of us, and it's changing constantly by the second, literally by the second, it's changing. And you know, all you have to do is look at your own life. You know, what if somebody tried to plan your life? What if you don't know what, like I said, you don't know what you're going to eat for lunch tomorrow until you go and do it. You don't know what kind of car you're going to buy next year until you take in all the information and make your decision and buy the car. So nobody can plan any of this stuff for you. You just have to do it, and all of the market participants will take the information at every single decision you make. Everything. What to buy, when to buy it, where to live, where to work. Everything. Every decision you make transmits information to all the market participants in the entire country, in the entire world. And all of those, all of that information gets processed. And no central authority can possibly have all of that information. And no central authority can replicate that process, right? So the most efficient way to have an economy is freedom. Freedom, free markets. That's how it works. That's the most efficient way. And then, and you know, and so you look at all of the problems that we have. And, you know, for example, high healthcare costs. High healthcare costs are a result of central planning, government interference, government distorting the markets, government sticking their meddling fingers in everything. You know, high tuition, college tuition costs, another great example. High housing costs, another great example. Unemployment itself is a result of the government interfering in our labor markets, basically outlawing certain things, outlawing voluntary, mutually beneficial transactions, like, and that's exactly what the minimum wage laws do. They just outlaw, oh, you want to work for somebody for $10 an hour? Well, nope, that's illegal. You can't do it. The minimum wage is 15 or 12 or whatever it is. And so you can't do it, it's outlawed. Even though you would be happy to do it. You'd be happy to work for that because you have nothing better to do. You have no other choices, you have no other options. You know, so this is what we Republicans need to make these arguments. We need to get into the nuts and bolts of how free markets work. This is how free markets work. And we need to explain that to people. And explain that anytime these big government Democrats want to come along and impose more rules, more regulations, more laws, more interventions, or if they want the government to take over everything completely, you're going to have more and more and more problems. And you know, these are all avoidable problems. And you know, healthcare is a great example. I'll do episodes on healthcare. But, you know, healthcare is a great example of how the government has just destroyed the healthcare market, the health insurance market. It's just wrecked everything. All the problems we have are because of government. And so I think if we can understand the nuts and bolts of how a free market works, then we can better explain why government interventions interfere in the free market and just make everything worse and cause problems. So, I talked about the, you know, Friedrich Hayek is the guy who came up with this idea. He was an Austrian school economist. It's an extension of Adam Smith's Invisible Hand, and it's sort of a continuation of that idea, and it's just yet another argument for why freedom is good. Freedom is better than government planning. Freedom works. So if we need to make these arguments, we need to explain to people, Democrat voters, we need to explain to them why they're wrong. They are wrong. Democrats are pretty much wrong about everything. But you know, the problem is that Republicans have just, you know, Republicans don't make these good arguments, I think. And that's why I'm doing these podcasts. So I hope that I can help Republicans to just make better arguments and win arguments. And because look, the Republican Party has been a big government party too. The Republicans are always compromising. You know, the Democrats want total government control, and the Republicans say, okay, well, we'll give you some government control, but how about we'll roll it back a little bit? And then the Democrats, you know, and the Republicans talk about, for example, repealing Obamacare. You know, they talked a good game about, we're going to repeal Obamacare. Did they? No, because they don't really understand how free markets work. And they don't really understand, they can't make the argument to people, here's why we should get rid of Obamacare. It is government intervention. It distorts the market. and which it does. It's terrible. It's an incredibly stupid idea, Obamacare. And so we need to make these arguments, and we can win debates, and we can win elections, and we can get this country back to a free market economy where you and I have more freedom. You and I are the important people in our lives, not government planners and bureaucrats. And that will solve so many of our problems. So, okay, I tried to keep this one a little shorter. So this was episode number 5. If you like it, share it. It's on Podbean. And I will catch you on episode number 6. Bye-bye.